Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Dalid in Masechta Shabbos. It is the 96th daf in Shas. We pick up six lines from the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Beis. In the middle of the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, a very dramatic, very beautiful story. The Gemara had told us that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had experienced a nes in running away from the Romans, hidden in the cave. We spoke about it even in the Halacha section, the implication of what he saw when he went out of the cave. And then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out even more learned than he was before, as the Gemara describes that he was able to answer 24 answers to the question that his son-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, had asked him. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai felt that he was ready to do something for the world. And he drew a parallel to Yaakov Avinu. Omar, hold this rachash nisa, we continue four lines from the bottom. Since I had a miracle that happened to me, izil iskin milsa, I should go out and fix something. Dechsiv, vayovo Yaakov shalom, the pasuk says, Yaakov came complete, bi'ir shchem. Va'omar rav, shalom begufay, shalom b'mani, shalom b'tarasay. He was complete both in his guf, his money, and his Torah. Which again, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, now his guf had been healed. And of course, his Torah had become greater. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir. The pasuk then says that he graced the city. Amarav matbea tikalem. Rav says that he made coins. Shmuel amar shvakim tikalem. Shmuel says markets. In Chassidus, they talk about what's the significance of making coins. Rabbi Yochanan mechatzois tikalem. Rabbi Yochanan said that he made a bathhouse. Amar ikam milsa de bar tikune. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai began to ask, going, he wanted to do like Yaakov Avinu and to do something. They said to him, the problem that we have is not that we don't have marketplaces or bathhouses. We see earlier from the Gemara that there were already bathhouses and bridges. But rather the problem that was told to him was the Isbe Safik Tumah. There are certain places that have a suffix of Tumah, and the Kohanim, therefore, can't walk there. But Yisrael Tzara will continue on Lamed Dalet and Aleph, the Kohanim La Kufay, and it's a big difficulty for the Kohanim to go around them. Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked, Ika Inish, is there a man, the Yod Dizchakze Kochav Tara, that knows that in general this area has a Chazakah being Tahora? If the Makom itself was once a Beis HaKvaros, then it's not hochzik b'tahara and could not be cleaned from tumah. However, he was asking, maybe someone knows that this wasn't never a beis hakvaras. Amalei Ahusaba, there was an elderly man that said, kan kitzets ben zakai, turma se truma. Here, ben zakai planted things which are truma. Now, there's no way ben zakai would have planted it if the area wasn't tahar from being a basic forest. Ovid iu nami hachi. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai also went to be metar the makom. Rashi explains he did this by cutting down turmasim and throwing it on the area, and wherever there was a mace, the mace would float to the top, and then Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would indicate that that's an area of a nifter. Wherever the ground was hard, that was a simon star. For wherever it was soft, CNA, that was a simon that there was a body over there. According to the way we just read the Gemara, and this is how the Ben Yo Yada, that a particular nes was done for Reb Shimon after he had heard that the place was muchsuk, and then there were tumasim that had fallen out of his hand that indicated that there was a nifter there, and it was the reason was specifically turmasim was because originally the eidus came from turmasim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued the message, the medium, through the same thing. Based on this, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai did not intentionally need to be mevara anymore, but rather it happened, quote unquote, accidentally. After all, Ben Zakkai had already said that it was okay. Amar Ahu Saba, this Saba then made a mistake. He said, Tir ben Yochan beis HaKvaros. You see, it was a beis HaKvaros that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was metar. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was critical. Amar Lei, Il Malei Lo Ha'Yisim Manu. If you wouldn't have been with us when we went through this whole process, then I understand you could allege that, because at the end of the day, there were dead bodies. Vafilu ayisa imanu, even if you were with us, v'lo nimnas imanu, but you weren't involved in our process. Yafat omer, achshav sheyisa imanu, but now that you went with us, v'nimnas imanu, and you were the one who helped us start the whole process. You encouraged us to be mitar this area. Yomru, zonos mefarkikos zuazu, zonos who don't like each other, two women who are zonos, but they help each other out. They fix each other's hair. Talmidei chacham lo kol shekein. So certainly talmidei chachamim should learn from these balei aveira, and certainly help each other out. And you're undermining me. Yov be'einei v'nach nafshe. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai put his eye on him, and the Sabbath died. Nafik l'shuka, Shimon bar Yochai went into the shuk. Chazi l'Yehuda ben Gerim. Who's Yehuda ben Gerim? Ah, that's how our whole Gemara had started. Our whole Gemara had started. Yehuda ben Gerim praised the Romans for what they had done. Amar dying Yeshel Zeb Oilam, this person is still alive. Nasim ba Einav v'asa gal shaltamoves shaltamos, and he also turned into a heap of bones. It's interesting to note that Rav Shimon bar Yochai says after he comes back that he wants to make a tikkun. And the discussion that originally had landed Rav Shimon bar Yochai into trouble was the first place, was those Tanoim who Rav Shimon bar Yochai was very critical of, who praised the takana of the Romans, tiknu shvakim, tiknu merchatzos, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai goes out to show that's not a real tikkun. The real tikkun is a ruchnius tikkik tikkun. Bezer Hashem, we continue with the next Mishnah. 12 lines in on Lamed Aleph Amalaf Gimel Dvarim. Tzarechadim Loimer Besech Bezer Erev Shabbos. There are three things a person is supposed to say in his house on Erev Shabbos, Imcha Sheicha, when it is about to get dark. Rashi says that if he's going to mention them too early, then people will say, I've got a lot of time. So you got to do it close to Shabbos. Isartem, remind if Meiser was taken off. Iravtem, then Erev was made. Hidliku Esaner, where the Shabbos candles were lit. Mishnah continues, Savach HaShecha, Savach Eni HaShecha, if it's Bein HaShmashos, Eim HaAsrenes HaVadai, that you're not supposed to take off Meiser from Vadai Tevel, Ve'eim HaTbilin Es HaKelim, and you're not supposed to bring Kelim to the Mikvah, because it resembles Makeh B'Patish, you're bringing something that's not usable, and now making it usable. Ve'eim HaDlikit HaSener, so you don't light the candles during Bein HaShmashos. Avol Ma'asrenes HaDemai, but you can take off Meiser from Demai, is foods that there's a Chashash Medrabanan from an Am Haaretz that he didn't take off Meiser. The reason we could be Mekel is because Rov Am Haaretz are Meiserin. Ma'arvin, you can make an Erev. V'taymnin Nesacham, it's a big discussion how you can make an Erev. We discussed earlier in the first Perek on Daf Chesam Ebeis why one could make an Erev during Bein HaShmashos. V'taymnin Nesachamin, and you're allowed to insulate the hot food. This relates to the prohibition of hatmana, of insulating food, lest you come to stoke the coals. And Chazal are mekel on Bein HaShmashos. These halachas will be fleshed out on the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara analyzes the beginning part of our Mishnah. Minan imili, from where do we know a person is supposed to ask these three things before Shabbos? Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, the pasuk in Iyov says, Yadata gishalom olecha ufakadta naveich veloy secheta. Yadata gishalom olech refers to hadlokas ner, because it's there for shalom bayis. Ufakadta naveich refers to tchumin, that you fix the nave, you fix the plane and the view outside that you have, that you could walk in there. Veloy secheta refers to tikkun maestros, that you shouldn't have anything missing. This is a nice pshat that the Hamasifta gives in terms of what the drasha is connecting to all the things that you have to ask on Erev Shabbos. On a simple level, ufakata nivech means you're supposed to visit your abode and check on it, lifgod, to check, to count it, and then you won't sin. Either way, Amar Rabba Rafuna, afgav da Amar Rabban Shoshadon Sarachadim Lomar, Sarach Lemimruna bin Nachas. You have to be careful to say it calmly. In order that the Bnei HaBayis will accept it from you. This is a Musar Gadol, and that is that if a person tries to force his opinion on someone else, then it won't be accepted. This is reminiscent, of course, of the Agadita from Daf Lamed Beis, where Hillel won over the Ger by not preaching to him his assumption of wanting to be a Kohen Gadol. The Ger's was incorrect, like Shammahad, who basically threw him out. But Hillel rather brought him to an understanding himself by encouraging the Ger himself to come to that understanding without... If a person doesn't scream, it's more likely that his words are going to be mikubal. Amar Rav Ashi, Anolo Shamila Had Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. I did not hear this that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna had said. V'kiamti misvara. And I fulfilled it on a svara, as a svara my own. Gemara now asks a new kasha. Hagufa kasha. This in itself is a kasha. Amrit, you said, which would seem to say, im chashecha in savik chashecha, savik ein chashecha loy, that the only time that a person is supposed to ask is with the coming of chashecha. And that is, Rashi explains in the first Dibra Maschel on the Mishnah, and that is when it is still day, before Bein Hashmashos, yet, then later on you say, V'adur Tani, Savik Hashecha, Savik Eina Hashecha Ma'ariv, that you could even make the Erev even when it's Bein Hashmashos, and beforehand, Im Hashecha seemed to indicate only before Bein Hashmashos, because Im Hashecha means when this day is still at large. So you were asking the questions we saw well into the day, and up until Bein Hashmashos, then you can make the Erev. Yet the second half seems to say you can make the Erev even afterwards. The Gemara now summarizes the next Gemara before it gives a teretz. Simin begufya zimra tzipra b'chavla demilsa. And now the Gemara gives a teretz. Unclear to me why there are two dots over here. Amar Ravava, Amar Abchia Barashim, Rav Loi Kasha, Kambe Ruve Tchimen, Kambe Ruve Chatzers. When we're talking about during the daytime, that's by the more chomer instance of Rivi Tchumen. Torah Akdosha tells us, Al Yetzeish Mim Komo, Chazal say you're not supposed to go 2,000 amos outside of your city. The Karaites understood it, now I'll leave the house. We don't follow that. But Rivi Tchumen, if it's not Doraisa Mamish, it clearly has a Makar Doraisa, it's a strong Durabon. In contrast to Rivi Chatzers, which is the prohibition of carrying in a courtyard, when there are a few houses that open into a courtyard, that's a takana of Shlomo HaMelech. The Gemara in Erevin will tell us that's more lenient, and for that, it'll be acceptable to make the Erev during Bein HaShmashos. The Gemara continues, Ve'omer Rava, and Rava taught, Amru lo shnayim. If he says, excuse me, if they say to him, say, in other words, there are two individuals, Ruvah and Shimon say to Binyamin, say Ve'irev Alanu, out and make an erev for us. Le'echad for Ruvain erev l'am bod yom. He made an erev for him when it was still day. Ule echad erev l'av bein hashmashos. And to Shimon he made it bein hashmashos. Zesh erev l'av bein mibod yom nochel eruvo bein hashmashos. The individual who had his erev made for him when it was still day. In other words, his erev is a full-fledged erev. And there is no suffix when it comes Bein HaShmashos time, Ruvain, because it was a full-fledged Erev already when it was still day. V'zeh shirei lav Bein HaShmashos. And Shimon, who had his Erev made for him during twilight, between Shkia and Seisa Kochavim, nochal Ruvain mishachashecha, he could eat his Erev already when it's dark, but not beforehand. Shneim kone Erev. And in both cases, the individual was kone the Erev beforehand. If it was Bod Yom, the Erev was kone when it was still day, and therefore he could eat it during Bein HaShmashos, and it was Bein HaShmashos that the Erev was done, the Erev was kona in Bein HaShmashos, and Shimon could eat it already when it's dark. Asks the Gemara, Manivshach, what is with your nefesh? Memanivshach, I Bein HaShmashos Yimamahu, if Bein HaShmashos is considered the daytime, Basra Likni, Kamalo Likni, then the first guy wasn't kona, because he wanted it to be kona already during the day. And eventually, so we view as night, Kamalikni. So the first one was Kone when it was prior to Bein HaShmashos, Basra Lolikni, but the later one was too late. So if he wanted to be Kone Shvisa during Bein HaShmashos, and Bein HaShmashos is already night, it's like trying to put down an Erev on Shabbos itself. And says the Gemara, Bein HaShmashos Sveikahu. Bein HaShmashos, we view it as a Safek, Usveika de Rabbanon, Likula, and the Safik Midrabban goes Likula, and here we are dealing with a safek derabbanan when it comes to erevin. The Gemara now begins a new topic based on the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had told us that one is allowed to insulate on Erev Shabbos food with a non-heating element during Bein Hashmashos. A non-heating element meaning that you're allowed to wrap it with blankets and the like. Says the Gemara three lines from the bottom. Amar Rava b'nei ma amru ein tamim davar shein ma'asef hevel mishach hashecha. What's the reason that when it's fully dark, one is not allowed to use a warming blanket? Says the Gemara, gzera shem yarsiach. People are going to think that if you're allowed to wrap in a blanket, that you could actually use fire to heat it up. Amalei Abaye, Abaye asks, yachim b'vein hashmashos nami nigzar. If that's so, if we're afraid you're going to come to heat it up, so in Bein Hashmashos would be a suffix d'oraisa, and one should not be allowed to insulate on Bein Hashmashos, which our Mishnah said is permissible, lest the person come to heat it up. And as the Gemara, Amalei Stam Kederis Rosh Chosein, a regular pot is on Bein Hashmashos is quite hot, and we're not afraid that someone will come to heat it up. V'amar Rava, and Rava taught, Mipnei Ma Amru ein tomnim bedavar hamosef heva. Now, Rava begins to discuss another type of insulating procedure. Up until now, our Mishnah had discussed the prohibition of insulating with a blanket with something that is not itself a davar hamosef heva, that doesn't have a heat source attached to it. However, something that has a heat source attached to it, not only are you not allowed to insulate on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Erev Shabbos as well. Why can't you do it even when it's still day? Answers the Gemara, we're afraid that you might come to heat up with ash. That still has hot charcoals. Asks the Gemara, what's the problem with that? So let him do hatman with that. Says the Gemara, gzer shem yichat b'gacholim. We're afraid he's going to come to stoke the coals. The Gemara continues four lines from the top. Tanur Rabbanan Bein Hashmashos. Now we begin an analysis of the period of twilight between Shkia and Seis HaKochavim and some of its other applications. Here, Chazal had a conceptual formulation that Bein Hashmashos, we look at it, Safik Min HaYoyim Umin HaLayla. It's a suffix of whether it's day and night. Suffix kula min ayoim. Suffix kula min alayla. The suffix is whether it's entirely day or whether it's entirely night. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly that means. What's the nafkamina, whether you say it's suffix min ayoim, suffix min alayla, or you say suffix kula yom, suffix kula layla. Matilin also lechomer shnei yomim. And you give it the stringencies as if it was both day and it was both night. Ve'ezeu Bein Hashmashos, what qualifies in the scientific phenomenon of Bein Hashmashos? Kol zman shepnei mizrach madimin, the time that the east, of course, the sun sets in the west and rises in the east, the east still has the red from the signs of the sun setting on the horizon. Hichsif hatachton, when the bottom gets dark, v'lo hichsif elyon, but the above part of the horizon, the higher part of the horizon, still has the redness from the effect of the sun setting. Bein hashmashos, hichsif elyon v'hishul hatachton, but when the above part of the horizon also darkens, then it's night. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Nechemya Omer, Kedei Shehalech Adam Mishetishka Achama Chatzi Mil. Reb Nechemya says it's the amount of time it takes to walk a half a mil. The Be'er Halacha in Simen Reish Samach Aleph discusses many opinions about how long it takes to walk a Chatzi Mil. Some say it takes 18 minutes, some say it takes 24, and some say 22 and a half minutes. Either way, Rashi seems to learn that this is the longer period of time. Rabbi Nechemya has a longer period of time than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Bein Hashmashos Kerefayin. Rabbi Yossi says that has the moment of. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's the blink of an eyelash. It doesn't extend a large period of time. Tosis explains that Dibra Maschel Rabbi Yossi, we will not get into it too much, that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that there's a certain time of suffix between Yom and Laila. However, it's a suffix of when the Herif Ayin is, and it's not a large period of time. Zenichnas v'zeyotze, the day comes in, and the day goes out, v'yevshar lamod alav, and it's impossible to notice when exactly is the moment that it turns over. After we've concluded this Gemara, I look back, it's not clear to me who is the bigger Machmir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya. Originally, I had mentioned that I thought Rabbi Nechemya holds that the shear is longer than Rabbi Yehuda. That's not clear to me as we conclude the Gemara. Bezer Hashem, let's continue the Gemara and the application to the Halacha. Omer Mar, Matilin Oso Lechomer Shnei Yamin. We said that it gets the Chumrah of both days, and we view it as being both day and night, that Bein Hashmashos is a combination of both. L'may Hilchasa, of what nafkamina does it make, whether we formulate it as being both day and night? Rashi explains that the question is the following. If we say it's a suffix of whether it's day or whether it's night, let's say someone did Naveira during that period on Shabbos. In other words, he was Mechal Shabbos during Bein Hashmashos. So the Chiddush here is that he would bring an Asham Taloi because it's a suffix of whether he did a Malacha or not. But why do we have to say the Chomer Shebishneim, that it gets the Chumrah of both of them? That's Safek Kula Yom, Safek Kula Laila. So Gemara gives a brilliant example of this, and we have to introduce with a background in the Sugya of Zav. A Zav is an abnormal flow that comes from a male. If he sees flow for one day, then he is Tameh, and according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, once he goes to the mikvah, he'll become Tahar, like a Balkeri, as described in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Masechta, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. If the Zav, and the Mishnah there as well, elaborate on this, if the Zav sees two Re'ios, so then in such a case, he's Tameh for 7 days, like the Torah describes in Vayikra Tesvav. If the flow goes for 3 days, so then he's also chayiv in carbon. The Mishnah Megillah on Daf Ches tells us, Ein Bein Zav. There's no difference between a Zav that sees two Rios or three Rios, Ela Karbon Vilvat. That's the background that's necessary to understand Rav Huna. Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua L'Inyin Tumah. It's an afkamina when we say that Bein Hashmashos is both day and night, vis-a-vis Tumah. It's not as we learned in the Mishnah. Zavim Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Ra Shnei Yamim Bein Hashmashos. If he saw for 2 days during Bein Hashmashos, that means that for two straight days he saw during twilight. Safek Latuma Ula Karban. So then in such a case, he has a Safek for both Tuma and for Karban. There's a possibility that he's now Chayiv a Karban. In the sense that if we say, as we formulate in our Gemara, that Bein Hashmashos is considered both day and night. So let's say he saw on the Bein Hashmashos between Aleph of the month and Beis of the month. So then if it's both day and night, day Aleph and day Beis, so then it's considered two Re'ios, simply on the first Bein Hashmashos between Aleph and Beis. And then if he sees in the Bein Hashmashos between Beis and Gimel, so then he's got a third Re'iyah, if you say it's considered as if he saw on Gimel as well. Hence, Bitara Safik, he's going to be Chayiv a Karban. Ra Yom Echa Bein Hashmashos, Safik Lutoma. We mentioned that once a person has two Re'iyahs, then they become Tamei 7 days. So by Bein Hashmashos, they become Safik Lutoma. Asks the Gemara, Hagufa Amrit, Hagufa Kasha. We have an inherent Kasha over here. Amrit Ezel Bein Hashmashos. You said what constitutes Eishe Bein Hashmashos? Mishetishka Chama. Calls Man Shepnei Mizrach Madimin. Ha'ichsif Atechton Lo'ichsif Elyon. Lailohu. Yet you said afterwards that if the bottom becomes dark, Hichsif Atechton Lo'ichsif Elyon Bein Hashmashos, we consider it Bein Hashmashos. So this is a technical question of what qualifies as Bein Hashmashas. Amar Rabba, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kroch V'tani. Now you've got to, literally, means to fold it over and learn together. What does that mean? We're going to rephrase what the Braisa had said according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ezeu Bein Hashmashas, Mishatish Hachama. Bein Hashmashas is when the sun sets. Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madim in V'Hisach HaTechton, V'lo Hichsif HaElyon, Nami Bein Hashmashas. Here's the change. Now we have it saying that if it's not dark in the upper horizon, so then in such a case it still is Bein Hashmashas. Hichsif HaElyon V'Hisach HaTechton, then it's Laila. That's how you read it according to Rabba in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Hachiktani. Rabbi Yosef Amar Shmuel qualified the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in a different way. Mishatishka Chama calls man Shepnei Mizrach Madimin Yon. When the sun already sets and it's reddish, it's still day. And the Braisa never meant to say that when the sun set and began to get reddish, it was going to be already Safek day. When it goes dark on the lower part of the horizon and not dark on the above, Bein Hashmashas, then it's a Bein Hashmashas. So according to Shmuel, then the stages are very, very clear. Before there's any darkness on the horizon, it's still day. Once there's darkness on the lower part, it's a Safek. And once it's dark, then it's going to be nightfall. Va'azdu tamayu, and they are consistent with their opinions. The itmar, as we learned, shir bein hashmashas bekamel. What is the length of bein hashmashas? Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, shloisha chelkei mil, 3/4 of a mil. The amount of time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil. The Gemara is actually mesupuk whether it means 3/4. Mai gimel chelkei mil, ilei matlasa. If you're going to say it's 3/2 of a mil, name a mil umechza, then you should have said a mil and a half. Ela tlasa tlisi mil. Rather, it means 3/3 of a mil. Name a mil, then say it's a mil. 3 × 1/3 is 3. Ela tlasa revia mil. Rather, it's 3/4 of a mil. Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, shnei chelke mil. He said it's shorter. It's 2 chalakim of a mil. The Gemara is going to be mesupik what that means as well. Maishin echalakim mil. Ilei matrei palgam mili. If we're going to say it's 2/2 of a mil, that's 2 × 1/2, which is a mil. Ve'ela trei revi'im mili. And it's going to be 2/4 of a mil. Lei mechatzi mil. He should have said chatzi mil. Ela trei tilsi mili. Says the Gemara tapalamid heimanaf. It must be 2/3 of a mil. The Gemara fleshes out what is 2/3 of a mil in a way that was common for those days, by asking my beinayu, what's the difference between the shitas of 3/4 and 2/3? Now, obviously, there is a difference between 3/4 and 2/3. 3/4 is larger, hence, it's Rabba's shir, whose 3/4 is longer. However, the Gemara puts it in terms that were contemporary for them. My beinayu, what's the difference? Ika beinayu, palga de danka. A danka is a sixth of a mil, and 3/6 of a danka, a half of a danka is 1/12 of the mil. That's the difference between Rabba and Rav Yosef. So Rabba has a distance that is 1/12 of a mil's time of walking that's larger than Rav Yosef. And the Gemara said, 8 lines from the bottom, that Rabba and Rav Yosef are l'shitasam. Because when you see Rav Yosef's position, we see that Rav Yosef says that the Bein Hashmashos only begins when the horizon has begun to get black. Hence, for Rav Yosef, there's a shorter period of time when recording how long the time of Bein Hashmashos, while for Rabba, it's longer and it's 3/4. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Gemara and the Pshat on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and we go to the Halacha topic. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, the Halacha topic from Daf Lamed Daled is a big one, an oft-discussed one, and a very important one. And that is the sugya, as our Gemara discussed, of Bein Hashmashos. What are the different opinions of what constitutes Bein Hashmashos? When is it certainly night for mitzvos like Kriya Shema, which have to be done at night? and many, many others. And what is the time that one has to be careful to stop doing malacha on Erev Shabbos? We will begin discussing the earliest possible times for Shkia, and then end with the latest possible times for Seis HaKochavim. Our Gemara on Lamed Daled Amud Beis simply described Shkias HaChama as being the beginning moment of Bein HaShmashos, and described that Shkias HaChama, its early point, was when the sky begins to get red after the sun goes down. The Mordechi on our Gemara in Simin Tof Nun Vav, and this is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Reish Samach Aleph, Siv Katan Chav Gimel, quotes a Yireim that writes, Mishenote Ma'at, when the sun has begun to dip, Umakirin Ha'olam, and it's obvious to the world, Sherotze Likanes, that it's as if he wants to go down, Ba'ove Harakia, down to the horizon, Dahainu Ma'at Kodem Shkias HaChama. It's a little bit prior to Shkia, not the actual Shkia itself. V'loshon Misha Tishka, the expression Chazal use, Misha Tishka HaChama, Mashma HaKdoma, indicates when it's beginning to set, not the actual setting of when it disappears. V'osa HaKdoma Nikris Bein HaShmashos, and that already is called Bein HaShmashos. V'shiura L'Rabba, and Rabba said, Tlasa Revi'a Mil, it's 3/4 of a mil. Rav Yosef, Trey Mili Mil. According to the Yireim, Shkia is not the way most people today think of it, and that is at the time that the sun sets, but rather is the period as the sun sets. Think about how people describe a beautiful sunset. That's Misha Tishka Achama. That is 3/4 of a mil, according to Rabbah, as we had of our Gemara, of walking 3/4 of a mil, which is between 18 and 22 minutes that it takes to walk a mil. And that is the Zman of Shkias HaChama. Some have suggested that if one calculates, that period of time of Erev Shabbos falls out the period of 18 minutes that many, particularly those in the States who follow in Echutz La'aretz, follow as the time of Hadlakas Neros, falls out what they hear in Eretz Yisrael as Bul, specifically, almost exactly to the 18 minutes of the Yireim. And this is mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, that if one stops doing Malacha already 3/4 of a mil before Shkia, which, if Shkia is calculated that way, which is the amount of time it takes a mil is 22 minutes, so 3/4 is almost exactly 18 minutes, and it would come out that it could very well be that the custom began to be Choshesh for the Yireim. And the Mishnah Berurah's expression is Umisha Machmir Atzmo Porsh Atzmo Melacha Chetzi Shal Kapanim Shlisha Kodem Shkia Ashrei Lo Du Yaitze Bezeh Yishitas Kol Rishonim. He'll thereby be able to be Mekayim the Shita of all Rishonim. However, according to most opinions, Shkia does not fully begin until approximately 15 minutes later, or a little bit more, when the sun actually sets. The Sefer Mishnos Yosef, which is written by Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, who is a fantastic Talmud Chacham. I was zochet to go and buy his Sfarim from him, and he has a beautiful Hadras Panim. Like my Rebbe Rav Nevenzahl, he was wearing tefillin. Interestingly, he took off his Shel Rosh before he opened the door. He's a Rosh Kolel in Sadigur, as well as one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Kolel Shomrei HaChomos. He suggests that the minug in Yerushalayim, many of you might be familiar that there is a custom in Yerushalayim to light candles 40 minutes before Shkia, is also connected to this Yireim. And that is, he does the calculation like we did, that according to the Yireim, Shabbos actually begins 18 minutes before Shkia, plus another 12, which he says is an old tradition, that Tosefes Shabbos, there is a mitzvah to be most of 12 minutes to Shabbos, 18 plus 12 is 30, and another 10 minutes for the actual act of lighting candles, it takes, if the woman starts, he argued, 40 minutes before Shabbos, hence the old Yerushalayim minig to this day, both in Yerushalayim, as well as where I sit, here where I record Baruch Hashem, most of my day in Yerushalayim HaKadosh, but where I record, in Beit Shemesh, the siren goes off 40 minutes. That's the meaning behind that custom. Okay, now we understand the earliest times that people take Shabbos in. Must be emphasized that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa, according to many, of Tosefes Shabbos, and it's not enough for a person to stop doing melacha before Shkia. They should expressly state, Rav Yashiv even would state after his Shtayl and Shmon Esrei and Mincha, if he davened the late Mincha before the Chazar Sashatz, Hareini Mekabel Shabbos Kodesh, thereby be Mekayim Tosefes Shabbos as well. Of course, when it comes to Bein HaShmashos, it's impossible to discuss it without discussing the very, very important Machlokis between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gaonim, what's known today as the Machlokis between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. However, that sugya, we have to wait for tomorrow. Tosas on Lamed Heyam and Aleph will discuss the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and Be'ezer Hashem, we will do it inside. It should be noted that as far as the Shita of Yireim goes, the Chassam Sofer in Orachaim Simin Pei emphasizes that even though, as we had said, there are many customs that follow the opinion of the Yireim, nevertheless, the Chassam Sofer goes out of his way to point out that we are not Choshesh at all Mikra Dedina for this Yireim. He discusses the following Shaila. There was a child that was born on Motzai Shabbos during Bein HaShmashos. And the question was, it was clearly already the time of Motzai Shabbos, or of at Bein HaShmashos, at least, of the Yireim. It was clearly after 18 minutes before Shkia. Whether it was Shkia or after Shkia, there the Chassam Sofer says it wasn't clear, it was a cloudy day. What's the halacha about the day of the child's bris? We know that there is an Isur D'oraisa to cut a wound on Shabbos, except for a milah. To do a milah early on Shabbos would not only be a problem vis-a-vis milah, but also be chilul Shabbos D'oraisa. The Chassam Sofer points out vociferously that we do not follow this Yireim. Hence, the Chassam Sofer says that the bris would be on Sunday, not on Shabbos. And then the Chassam Sofer adds, but of course, we have to be careful to be consistent. That is, that according to the Yireim, one is not allowed to do melacha on Erev Shabbos already before the Shkia, and the time of Tzeis HaKochavim is earlier, and one would be able to do melacha on Matzoi Shabbos. Says the Chassam Sofer, the minig in our places is to wait what we call 72 minutes, which we'll discuss tomorrow, for Melacha Matzai Shabbos, and we're lenient, here are the words of Chassam Sofer, that we stop doing Melacha an hour before the 72 minutes are up. That would mean at least 12 minutes after the Shkia. So certainly, if we're going to wait till Sunday, which Chassam Sofer says we should be careful we do, we would of course have to be machmir on Matzai Shabbos to wait for the 72 minutes of the Rabbeinu Tam. So it's interesting to note that at least the Chassam Sofer throws out the Yireim entirely. However, lahalacha, however, it's important to add that this is the Chassam Sofer who's assuming, like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tzeis HaKochavim is not until 72 minutes after Shkia. If that's so, then the Shita of the Yireim is not followed. Bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah says one can be machmir to fulfill the Shita Seireim. It is laudable, and it could be that the Yireim Shita found in the Mordechai on our daf is behind many of the customs of lighting candles in Klal Yisrael today. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha Tabak from Daf Lamed Dalet. Stay tuned, Be'ezer Hashem, for Daf Lamed Hey, because Mirtz Hashem, we will get to the crux of the issue, and that is how long Bein HaShmashos goes. The different customs following Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra.